I guess we can begin. So, hello. Okay, so just to welcome everybody back. I think we have one more bump in the schedule, right? Is that next week? Everybody knows about that, right? I think I have a wedding next week. Just going to check just 100% to make sure, but I think we announced this. And then after that, we should be fine. The 4th, I have a wedding. The 18th is President's Day.
That's always a Monday.
What?
That's always a Monday.
It's always a Monday, yeah. So I think we're otherwise okay. And then the 15th is Tax Day, according to my... and April Fool's Day. There are a lot of days. Earth Day. Okay. So just to sum up, we have next week is the other, blip in the schedule, I guess, and then otherwise, I think pretty much through Pesach, as far as I know, we should certainly be okay. Okay, so now we'll get down. Do we have Mar Mekomos or not? I sent them in very late. Okay, so it's okay. So what I'd like to do today. The last time we met, which was a couple of weeks ago or 3 weeks ago. We discussed the problem of Karen Mechuberes and Karen Tlusha and the implications of that. So I want to pick up with the Gemara after that and talk about Shane and Regel, and we'll start moving more quickly since we've done a lot of the spade work. Anyway, so the Gemara says here on base on the base on the bottom, the Gemara says as follows. Second, see if I can find it. So just one quick point. So the Gemara says, Neshicha told the Shane, I think this is the last thing that we were discussing, on base on base. Neshicha told the Shane, the Gemara says, is Neshicha really biting? But we were talking about Karen. Right, and so on. The Gemara says that Neshicha is a told of Karen. And the Gemara says Neshicha is a told of Karen, told of the Sheni. Doesn't it really belong to the world of Shane? Again, you have Karen, Shane, and Regel in short. After all, it's the Tzura, at least, the form of the Nezek, takes place by, by the tooth, by biting. So the Gemara says, lo. Shein yesh hanah lehezeka, ha ein hanah lehezeka. Then the Gemara says again, Revitza ubi'ita told the regel hu. Right? The Revitza and Bi'ita, which are aggressive functions of the animal, using his foot, kicking and stomping, etc. Just as using a tooth for biting is an aggressive, attacking kind of a mode. So the Gemara says that too. Maybe that belongs to the world of Regel, because after all, the Tzura is Ayyidei Regel. And again, the Gemara says, lo, Regel Hezeka Matsui, right? Regel, to qualify for Regel, you need to have Hezeka Matsui. I mean, it has to be something that is common and expected. Hani Ein Hezekan Matsui. Okay. Ela, tell the same lav, ki yotzevem domra papa haya, and so on. So the Gemara says, Ilei ma'hani, ma'ishna karen kavanasa lahazik, umon choshmasan alecha, haninami kavanasa lahazik, umon choshmasan alecha. Ela told that the Karen is kekeren. V'chi kamara papa, ashein v'regel. So now we're going to get to Shane v'regel in a second. I think the last thing I was discussing was this very interesting question about the relationship between Karen on the one hand and Shane v'regel. It's a very important, but a very subtle topic throughout, these, especially the first two prakim, and the issue is as follows. The Gemara had a very strange havamina here. Again, it's always hard to know how much, to invest in the havaminas. I believe that you have to always look at them and then assess it from there. But the Gemara thought that biting and trampling and kicking, right, would not be Karen, but would be Shane and Regel. And then the Gemara rejects it. So the very havamina is just strange because... we should be asking the question, like what happens in a case, a different kind of hybrid. We've talked about two types of hybrids so far. But what about a case which has characteristics, you know, of more than one of? So, for example, or of no of, right, but falls between the cracks. So when the Gemara thought that Neshicha or Be'ita or Revitza would not be Karen, the point I'm trying to make is that would be very peculiar, because Neshicha, Revitza, and Be'ita, right, have all the known characteristics of Karen, which are Kavanasa Lahazik, right, and Meshuna, right? You don't expect a domestic animal, at least, to bite, to kick, or to stomp, because he's a gentle, supposedly, kishmo kenhu, a domesticated animal, right? And this particular form of attack, right, in addition to being mishuna, is kavanasa lahazik. Now again, what it is that makes Karen in Avos Hazikin is a very complicated question. We have different evidence. We've talked about this also. We'll speak more as we go forward. But there are different Gemaras that imply different things. In the first parak, there are a lot of Gemaras that imply that Kavanasa Lahazik is what's Koveya. In the second parak in particular, again, that's not exclusive. There's some Mishunas in the first parak and a couple of Kavanasa Lahaziks in the second. But on the whole, you just get a very different impression. And there's a way to, you know, discuss that, you know, conflicting evidence. I'm not going to do that right now. But the point is that the two tchunot, the two characteristics associated the most with Karen, differentiating Karen from Shein and Regel, are Kavanasa Lahazik, right? The assault was intentional, and Meshuna, something that is either bizarre or unexpected, etc. So Neshicha, Be'itza, and Revitza all have both Kavanasa Lahazik and Meshuna. And yet the Gemara thought for a split second, right, that these would be Shein and Regel. And what's fascinating is that the Gemara only rejects that, not because the Gemara could have said, well, that's not the case, because it's Kavanasa Lahazik and Meshuna. Right? But that's not why the Gemara rejects it. In the end, the Gemara rejects it because they say, well, it's not Matsui, or it's not Yeshano Lazeka. So, and Rashi emphasizes this as well. It sounds like from this Gemara that, you know, Karen is kind of a last resort, kind of a mazik. In other words, if something, that's what I mean by hybrid in this respect. In other words, if something has characteristics of Karen, which Neshicha, Revitza, and Be'ita do, but some semblance of Shein and Regel as well, it's always going to be Shein and Regel. That's what the Gemara seemed to be thinking in a Hava Mina. And the question is whether or not that isn't true even the Maskana, because in the end of the day, right, the reason that they are rejecting, you know, this conclusion is not because of the Karen characteristics which should be dominant and decisive, but because of the absence of any kind of, you know, even by a stretch, you know, connection to Shein and to Regel. But it sounds like in principle, unless you think that what the Gemara means when it says there's no Shein and Regel is that it's just a clumsy way of saying, or maybe it's a better way of saying, I'm not quite sure why it would be, of saying that, you know, this is pure Karen. Right? But at the end of the day, that's strange. And it makes Karen sound like a last option. That, you know, in the world, in other words, the default when it comes to Shor, let's say, is Shein and Regel, unless it doesn't fit either of them, in which case it's going to be Karen, but maybe only if it has basically two, you know, broadly speaking, characteristics. It has the characteristics of Karen, right, and the total absence of any other competing of Malach. Again, if you just look at Rashi also emphasizes this in this way as well. Hani ein hazeken matzui in the bottom of the page. Hilchach told of the Karen hein, the ein hazeken matzui, ve'en anol hazeko. right? I mean, the key thing is what's lacking of Shane and Rego, not what is in Karen. He says this earlier as well. What's fascinating is that there's equal, if not more, evidence to say exactly the opposite, certainly in the Rambam, in my opinion, and even, you know, before you get to there, in other sources as well. Namely, that Karen is kind of the default in the world of Shor. I'll just give you one example, which I think I mentioned last time, and then we'll move on, but it's very important. And that is the following case. Let's say you have a, you know, instead of a Karen that you want to turn into a Shane and Regel, you know, if only you could, let's say you have the opposite. What do you ever find cases which seem to be Shane and Regel, you know, but, you know, end up being Karen? Not even, you know, because that if they don't qualify, let's say, perfectly as Shane and Regel, they become Karen. That would imply that Karen is kind of the, you know, the backup or the default. So this is the following case that the Rajba and that the Talmud Rajba Vaharash discuss, but it's one in which they argue. The Rajba says one thing, and the Chiddusher is Talmud Rajba Vaharash. So if you look at the Rajba Alatar, he says the following. You don't have it, but I'm just going to read it to you. It says the following. Nearly, midakom rahamni mili hecha digesh anola zeka, ha ein anola zeka, right, da neshicha gufa kamahader, umoda digesh neshicha shehitolda deshein, vehecha dami, where he says there is a case of neshicha, it's a little bit misleading, of biting, right, which ends up being shein verego. Oh, what is that? Kagom behema shenoshcha bekikar lahana asa. You have an animal that's eating for purposes of joy, pleasure. I mean, the animal's hungry, the animal's eating, right? Kedei lachlo, v'lo espika lachlo ad shenafal mipia, right, v'lichlecho. Sheneshicha zu yesh hanoa lehezeka. So the Rajba says, what happens if you have a case where the animal's eating, right, and it drops the food, and it gets, it loses its, its appeal as a result. I guess this animal has standards. So right, it's nislachacha, it ends up in the mud. So the animal doesn't want to eat it anymore. It's not roi lafil achilas behema. Right? So what happens then? What is that? Is that Shane and Reg? Is that Shane? Or is that Karen? So the Rajba says, in the end of the day, that's really Shane. Because it started out as Shane, it's still considered Yesh Hanah LaHazeka. However, the Talmud HaRajba V'Harash, Perush on Bava Kama, takes the opposite view. He says, it's not Shane, because sof-sof, the animal wasn't there. That's a Chiddush in its own right, which we'll talk more about. Namely, does the characteristic in Shane of Hanah LaHazeka, does it refer to the fact that the animal is neneh, right? Or that it's derech hana'aso, that he's motivated by hana. Here's an example where the animal is motivated by hana, that's what causes the nezek, but there's no payoff, because the animal doesn't benefit, doesn't enjoy it in the end, because it's nislachlech. So the Rajba Varosh says, it's not Shein, because it doesn't qualify, and therefore it's Karen. So that's exactly the opposite of what happened in the Hava Mina of our Gemara. Why? In the Hava Mina of our Gemara, the Gemara talked about Neshicha, Beita, and Revitza, which are cases of what? Characteristics of Karen in abundance. Abundance. I mean, the two. Kavanas al-Hazik plus Mishuna. Right? And they want to make it into, they still want to make it into Shane and Ragel. If only they could. They couldn't do it in the end. But not for lack of trying, right? Meaning, even though something is heavily weighted to Karen, right, if it qualifies in any way as Shein V'Regel, that's what it's going to be. But in the Rajba, Talmud Rajba V'Rosh case, you have something which is, there's Ein Kavanas Alahazik, because the animal's Kavanas is Hana, right? It's not Mishuna. The animal picks up food and eats it. He's sloppy, a sloppy animal. So he ends up dropping in a way that makes it unedible even for him. Right? There's no Mishuna. There's no Kavanas Alhazim. He has zero characteristics of Karen. Right? But because it doesn't qualify as Shein and Regel, you're going to put it in the category of Karen. But that implies, right, in that particular case at least, that Karen is the default of Nezikin, or at least of Shor HaMazik. So this is an interesting question that we have throughout. We have a lot of questions, a lot of issues, a lot of cases which are on the borderline. These are two extremes where it doesn't seem there should have been a borderline. Because again, in the Talmud Rosh Mevarash case, there might be Hana, and there, either way, there's no Kavanah Salahazik or Mishuna. So there's no reason to think Karen, there's good reason to think Shane, and still they think it's Karen. The Havamina of the Gemara is a case where it surprises us that they, even for a fleeting moment, would think that when you have Kavanah Salahazik and Mishuna, and you don't have Hana and you don't have Matsui, that the Tzura of Shane and Rega would still be enough to take it away from Karen. There are other cases where you have both things at the same time. Kavanah Salahazik, right? Mishuna Bat Ne'ene, right? Or Bat, I don't know, Mishuna and Matsui, but certainly in Shane you can have both at the same time. What do you say then? And there are a number of cases where the Gemara is just not sure. So the Rambam, I think I mentioned already, in Perek Aleph and in the beginning of Perek Beis of Hilchos Niskei Mamon, treats all of Shor as if it's one big story. The truth is all pretty much for the first 9 prokem or so of Niskei Mamon. And it's interesting that he veers back and forth between them. Again, you don't get the impression in the Rambam that Niskei, Karen, Tam are uniquely Chatzi Nezek until, you know, a parak and a half into Hilchos Niskei Mamon. The Rambam quotes Psukim from Shane and Regel when, according to the Gemara, they belong to, you know, one halacha, Shane Regel halacha, he quotes them for Karen. So the Rambam is, there are many other examples of this. The Gemara Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph talks about Kishkasha Biznava Kishkasha Bamasa. So the animal's walking with its ram and it wags its tail. Right? So the Gemara wants to know, what is that? Right? Is that Chatzi Nezek or Nezek Shalem? The way that some Rishonim understand it, including the Rambam, is that Karen? Right? Or is that Regel? And that's how the Ram, actually, with that halacha, the Ram concludes Perek Aleph. My point is that instead of looking at some of these sfeikos as revolving particularly around the case itself, how do you evaluate the case, a lot of the issue may very well be the relationship between the avos themselves. Okay? So that's something to think about and think about very carefully. Consistent with this is the view of the Rambam that I mentioned also before, and that is the Rambam of all Rishonim should have never grouped together Karen, Shane, and Regel as one. Because the Rambam's view is that Mave, in the Gemara has a suffix in what is Mave, and Daf Gimel Amud Beis, we've seen it already, we'll see it again. And the Rambam makes a point in Pirush Mishnayos that Mave is not Adam. We don't think that Mave, we don't hold like Rav who says Mave is Adam, we think Mave is Shane. So according to the Gemara, the word Shor in the Mishnah, if Mava means Shane, then what does Shor mean? There are two views in the Gemara, either Karen, right, or Regel. Rambam, who made that comment in Pirush Mishnayos, and who also put Adam HaMazik in Hilchos Chovel, and not in this Niskei Mamon, so of all Rishonim, one would expect that the last person to declare that we ever look at all Shor as a unit in anything, even linguistically, would have been the Rambam. And yet, in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Niskei Mamon, the Rambam says that Shor refers to three things: Karen, Shane, and Regel. And this is all part of a pattern, and there are many other examples of it. Anyways, that is one issue. Okay. Then the Gemara says, let's look, we're still looking for Tol Dasei Lav Ki Yotzei Mehen, so let's turn away from Karen for a moment and move to Shane and Regel. So what's the other candidate? Shane and Regel. The Gemara explains. El Tol de Karen ki Karen, v'chi kamara papa Shane v'Regel. The Gemara says, Shane v'Regel, hechi ksivi. Right? Just like the Gemara wanted to know the makar for Karen, the Gemara now wants to know the makar for Shein and Rega. Now, of course, what's immediately striking, and this is the issue that we're going to talk about, it's a big topic also, but I want to start moving quickly, so I'll just, you know, hit a few things about it, is that what's striking is, you know, the combination, the joining together of Shein and Rega. That's part of the story. That's part of the debate. Are Shein and Rega one or two? Just like we discussed a second ago. Is Shor one, two, or three? Ah. So again, it always comes trippingly off our tongues, Shein and Shein Rega. Right? We associate them. Even here in the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say, what about Shein, what about Rega? In a minute, you'll see, I'm going to read through the Shaka Vitalia first, and then I'll break it down. But just linguistically, you know, when does the Gemara treat them as one unit and when as separate items on the list? So the Gemara says, Chikam Rapapa, a Shein v'Regel. Right? The question of Lav Kiyotze Behem, maybe it's Shein v'Regel. Why not just Shein or just Regel? Right? So the Gemara says, Shein v'Regel, Heichik Sivi. Again, as a unit, where does it, what's the Makar? So the Gemara says, Ditanya. The Shilach, that's Parshas Mishpatim. That's our Parsha, actually, right? Coming up. The Shilach Zeha Regel. The Chain Omer Mishalche Regel Hashor Vachamar. So the word Vishilach means Regel. Ubier Besadacher. Ubier Zu Hashain. The Chain Omer Kasher Yivaer Hagalal Ad Tumo. So it's fascinating that, again, this dialectic is kind of preserved. On the one hand, the Gemara says, how do you know, maybe your papa Shein v'Regel. How do you know Shein v'Regel? Then when you actually you know, get the Makoros, is it one pasuk or two psukim? The answer is it's one parsha, but it's two psukim. Right? Two different psukim. Or at least two different parts, two different phrases, right? V'shilach u'bier. Oh. See in a moment if that's still true. So the Gemara says, Omar Mar, Vishilach Zoa Regel. Chenor Mishalche Regel Hashor Vachamor. Says the Gemara, Tamid Kasav Rachmon Mishalche Regel Hashor Vachamor. Halav Hachim. If it didn't say that, what do you gain from that? If it didn't say that, B'mai Buk Misla. So the Gemara says, Ikeren, right? Ksiv. Ishein. Ksiv. So what do you need? Mishalche Regel Hashor Vachamor. So the Gemara says, "Itzrik solkadat chamein amina idiv idi ashein." Maybe v'shilach and ubier both refer to shein, right? V'hod mechalya karna, hod lo mechalya karna, kamash malan. But one might have thought that you need two psukim for shein, one to teach you the din of mechalya karna. Right? And the other, even if it's lo mechalya karna. Okay, what is mechalya karna? And why wouldn't we need a pasuk to teach you, right, to lo mechalya karna? Why would we want to distinguish between mechalya karna and lo mechalya karna? Okay, so technically, just, you know, in terms of translation, what does mechalya karna mean? That you destroy the karen. You destroy the object. As one would have thought, if there was only one pasuk, this is what you might have said. That if there's only one pasuk, that the din of shein only applies when you destroy, utterly destroy, the object. Why would anybody think that? Right? Like, what does, obviously, there's something, you know, beyond here, the financial loss. Now, we'll see what, I mean, what the Rishonim say about Mechalya Karna soon. But whatever you want to say about Mechalya Karna, I mean, Rashi has a Chiddush, and Rishonim discuss it, we'll get to that in just a second. But the point is that Mechalya Karna refers to a situation where you cause a loss, a financial loss, but the object is intact. Why do we care whether the object is intact as long as you cause somebody a $100 loss? What it really reminds us of, to be honest, you know, although it's a more moderate or therefore more surprising application, a little bit is the din of Hezek Sheino Nikar. Right, we'll see later on that this is a debate. We've talked about it already in our Hakdama, whether Hezek Shen and Ikar Shema Hezek or Lo Shema Hezek. Meaning, let's say I am Metame or Medamea or Menasech or Mefagel. I do something to your object that makes it, you know, legally worthless. Even though physically it's totally intact. Are you chayav for that or not? I cause you, your chametz, to become, osir bahana. Right? What's the halacha? So that's a debate in the Gemara. Right? Hezek shenanikar shma hezek or lo shma hezek? From a financial point of view, there's no difference between hezek nikar and hezek shenanikar. Now here, we're not talking about Hezek Shein and Nikar, we're talking about Hezek Nikar. But what we're talking about is a different level, I'm just using it as a mashal, Mechal Yakarna. Let's take Tosas's definition for the moment. We'll see, we'll read it inside in a minute. Tosas says, Mechal Yakarna, Shalom Mechal Yakarna is like Tinuf Peros. And let's say you, the animal, wants to cool its back or something, so it lies and rolls on top of the peros. No one's going to eat it anymore. Or, it flattens them. It makes them inedible. But it doesn't destroy them, obliterate them from the world. It doesn't eat it. Right? Whereas eating something, is mechalia karna. Presumably. We'll see in a minute that Rashi has even a variation on that. Now, why should anybody care whether or not there's a $100 loss because the object that you, applied shame to is no longer, worth $100, or is worth $100 less, or whether or not, it was utterly destroyed and it was used to be worth $100. Right? So that's a very important idea. We'll get back to that. But the Gemara thought that was the reason for two psukim. Right? Idi vidi ashein, hada mechal yakarn, lo mechal yakarn. Kamash Malan, that it's not true, that even lo mechal yakarna, even if the object is still somewhat intact, even then, you're chayav for shame. So listen to the Shaka Vitari of the Gemara, it's very interesting. The Hashadu Kimna Regel, right? So shame to lo mechal yakarna minalon. So the Gemara says, now that we're saying that the word v'shilach refers to regal, not to psukim for shein. So the Gemara says, it's actually a good point. How do we know that shein is not limited to mechal yakarno? Says the Gemara, dumya de regal. Ma regal loshna mechal yakarno loshna lo mechal yakarno. Af shein loshna mechal yakarno loshna lo mechal yakarno. So it's really fascinating. The Gemara says that we know that we don't limit Shein to Mechal Yakarna because of Shein's comparison to Regel. Two psukim, or two parts of the pasuk, different phrases, and yet a dimyon between them. Oh. Then the Gemara says a parallel of what it just said about Shein, about Regel. Amar Mar, Ubir, Zua Shein. The makar for shein is a beer. V'cheinu amar kasher yivaer hagalal ad tumo. Tamid kasev rachmona kasher yivaer hagalal ad tumo. Halav achi, right, b'mayu kimnala. If you didn't have the pasuk ad shivaer hagalal ad tumo, what would you have thought? E karen, right, in verse the karen, ksiv. E regel, ksiv, says the Gemara, itstrich. So kadai dechamina idividi aregel had azul mimeila had shalach shluchei kamashmulan. Another interesting havamina. The Gemara thought that maybe the din of regel, right? You need two psukim, one to teach you shalach shluchei. Shalach shluchei means the owner sent it on its damaging ways. In other words, it was motivated by and therefore linked to the actions of the owner, as opposed to Azla Mimela. That's what we're saying is, even Ozla Mimela, you're still Chayiv. Never mind, Shalach Shluche. Kamash Malan, says the Gemara, V'hasha de'uki, Hashem V'regel, the Ozla Mimela, Minolan. So once, we don't have two psukim for regel, because we use a beer for Shane, right? So we're left with only pasuk, maybe only one pasuk. Maybe regel is only chayv in a case of shalach shluche. Oh. Says the Gemara, do me the Shane, ma Shane loshna shalach shluche, loshna d'azal mimela, af regel loshna shalach shluche, loshna azal mimela. It's a very parallel Gemara with exactly what the Gemara said about Mechalia Karna, Lo Mechalia Karna V'Shein. They said with regard to Shalach Shluche, Lo Shalach Shluche Berega. Except there's a simple question to ask here. And that is, why did the Gemara not say Mechalia Karna by Regal and Shalach Shluche by Shein? Or for that matter, it's kind of the same question, how does the Gemara know to be Poshet from Regel that Shane is even Lo Mechal Yakarna, or to be poshed from Shane that Regel is even Ozla Mimela? Why? Meaning, if you're going to make the distinction between Ozla Mimela and Shalach Shluche, or between Mechal Yakarna Lo Mechal Yakarna, what is the special yichus of Shane and Mechal Yakarna and Regel and Shalach Shluche? Why couldn't you have said exactly the opposite? These are not my questions. I mean, I think these are questions that anybody reading the Gemara would wonder about. And the Rishonim asked these questions. What? Maybe. But remember that the Gemara was considering the possibility that that Vashilach could also refer to Shane, and that Ubiar could also be referring to Rego. We'll see in a moment, right? Maybe, so some Rishonim give that answer.
Even if you reversed it, you still come up with the same conclusions.
What's that?
Even if you reversed it, you still come up with the same conclusions.
Right, but it's strange. I mean, why is the Gemara? What's the Yichud? So we'll see in a moment. Some Rishonim say what Adam said is also possible. We'll get to it in a second. So the Gemara says as follows. V'hashtid uki ashen. This gets even more interesting. The hashta the uki ashen, right? Regel doesn't mean. I said it already, right? Yeah. Okay, sorry. The lift of Rachman of the Shilach says the Gemara v'lo boyu bier. Okay. Why does it just say v'shilach and you don't need a bier? The mashma regel, the mashma shein. Oh. Mashma. Regel duksiv, mishalche regel ashar v'chamor, mashma shein duksiv, v'shein behemos ha-shalach bam. So this is very interesting, because again, I started off by noting, these are all interconnected questions, that, you know, the Gemara is treating shein v'regel like a package, or is different? So again, linguistically, right, they're talking about Rapapa Shane Varegel. Why did it say Rapapa Shane or Rapapa Regel? Take one at a time. Right? Then when they say Minalan, they also treat him as a package. Then they come up with two psukim. Then they come up with two different Havaminas, each seemingly peculiar to one. Now there's Mechalia Karna for Shane, Shalach Shluche for Regel. Again, Adam could be right. Could be that it's based just on the Pasuk. You just wonder why the Pasuk is written that way, though. Right? I mean, it could just beg the question, too. Right? But especially now, the Gemara is going to tell you the Shilach or Obier could refer to both. Right? So my point is, what I'm trying to make is, two or one. So in a way, now, the Gemara is coming to its most forceful expression of one. The Gemara is saying, why do you need v'shilach and ubier? The word v'shilach can mean regel or shein. The word bier can mean regel or shein. Why don't you just use one word to cover both? One word to cover both to save ink, even though they're two different ideas or two different categories? Or one word to convey both because they're really the same? Maybe they're the same even if there are two psukim or two words, mostly. After all, they keep being put together, shein v'rega. What I'm trying to say is, even if there's one word, there are two different ideas, or even if there are more than one word, right, they're kind of two sides of the same coin. Hard to know, but that's the question. Right? Only Shein and Regel appear in the same Parsha of the Torah. There's a Parsha of Karen, maybe more than one, because they have a Kofar also. There's a Parsha of Shein and Regel together, just in terms of the way the Psukim are written. You know Psuchostumo, that whole thing. Then you have, of course, you have the Parsha of Bor, you have the Parsha of Esh. So they are together, but so together even one word? Right? Or interchangeable? So again, this one more second. This is the next line to the Gemara. Again, just highlight it further. Says the Gemara, the answer is, Ilav kro yaseira havamina oha oha. So they went for the havamina of saying what? You can convey both in one word. The Gemara says, no, you can't convey both in one word. If you had one word, you'd have to choose one or the other. Why? Obviously because they're different. If they're not different, then you couldn't distinguish them, right? So only in this point that we think they're different? Why? O regel de zeka matsui, o shein de yeshanola zeka. Ah, okay. But that's a difference in quantity or quality? Different mechayvim? Or different ways to accomplish the same mechayiv? And the maskana, where we have them both, right, based on two psukim, or two words, right? Are we going to continue to accentuate their difference and their independence from each other? Or are we now saying, well, the psukim are mechadesh, this and that, but in the same parsha, because they're the same? Or the difference would have been quantitative anyway, and the kamash malan, that's not where they draw the line. I'm just trying to show that the Shakra Vitarya here, it's just almost jumping out at you, this dialectic of Shein and Regel are one, Shein and Regel are two. Mechti, says the Gemara, Shkulen hein, v'yavo u'shneim, v'heiminayim afkis. They don't give up, right? The Gemara says they're equal. They both have something to commend them. One is Matsui, the other is Yeshanala Zeka. Shkulen hein, yavo u'shneim. Because which one are you going to throw out? But again, when the Gemara makes that statement in here and elsewhere, it can still be understood in these two ways. One is the Torah is transmitting, it's almost like a Lav Shebeklalos, you know? It's like the Torah is transmitting, you know, two ideas with the same word. And as long as, you know, it doesn't mean one word is one explanation is not superior, more compelling than the other. So even though there are two different ideas, the Torah can express it in one way. It says, Osokal al Adam. I don't mean it's literally Lav Shemakalos, but something like it. The Torah says, Lotokal al Adam. It includes a myriad of different dinim. They don't necessarily have anything to do with each other. Some do, maybe, and some don't seem to. Right? But the same word can convey many things. Well, we talked about it Shabbos in the beginning of the year, right? The Ovison told us of Shabbos. Torah says, Osasa kol melacha. So what we were talking about was, I mean, it's like saying, Zoreach Horesh Kotzer Ma'amer Dosh, and even according to the view that they're like separate Shemos Iser. So why are we using that phrase? Why one word? The answer is because we're saving a lot of ink and parchment, so for fees, right? I don't prefer that answer, but it's an approach. I think a much better answer is that even if they're not different, and they're all applications, even if they are different, there's probably two dinim. They're different and they're independent, or they're different for Shabbos and they're independent. Sorry, they're independent for Shabbos, and they're the same for Yontif. Or there are two dinim, whatever it is. I'm saying the same thing here. What does the Gemara mean when it says, Mechti shkulin heim yavo shneim? Right? Because you can't throw one out. So the Gemara says, Itzrich soka da'it chamina, hani mili hechad shalach shluche, avlozu melo lo, kamash malon. Back to that. Okay. There's a question first, and then I'll go back with some more detail. There was a question? Yeah.
Yes, I'm wrong, but I always thought that you can't learn two things from one.
In general?
In general.
So, right, I'm just giving you some examples, right? Typically, we usually assume not, and we usually assume that these shakavatars are a way of saying, no, there's our two dina. The way to read the Gemara here, according to that view, is the only way that they want to learn both of these dinim from the same word is because, although the cases are slightly different, right, the mechayev, at least, the idea is the same. What Hanah Lehazeka, you know, adds for Shein is what is exactly what Matsui adds for Regel, right? But they're basically the same. The effect is the same, as opposed to saying two different concepts, two different mechayev. That's why I'm giving the example of Balacha, I'm giving the example of Lav Shem. Now, Lav Shem Klalos, because it's, you know, it's a heavy burden for the one word or two words or whatever it is, to carry these different lavin, there are consequences in terms of the onesh. But we still think that, you know, that it can happen. Right? In Shabbos, it's a question. And, you know, we have it. We have such a thing. Okay. So, what really is going on in all of this? Oh. So just let me highlight this for a second on a little more, just in terms of minyan and mitzvos. How many mitzvos are there in the Arba Avos Hazikin? Right? If there are mitzvos. Again, this is separate from the question that which you discussed in the beginning of the year in the Hagdama, which was, are there... You know, is the yisod of nezek and chiv tashlumin isur, or is it just quid pro quo? Right? Are there other isurim involved? Right? That's not what I'm talking about right now. Right? I'm talking about just listing the avos hazikin. Not saying that you violate an isur when you, but the dinim, let's say, the minyan mitzvahs and taryag. Rambam sometimes has, for example. Parshios, or dinim, categories. Oh. So what's fascinating is it seems clearly to be a machlokes, a rishonim. So look, for example, at the... you don't have it here, but I'll read it to you. Probably the most explicit is the smag. The smag in mitzvah samach gimel, samach... Exactly in a minute. I'm sorry, Samach Vav, Samach Zayin. Elohein mitzvah saseh shel nezikin. You don't have it, but I'm just reading it. Tana Rabbanan shlosha avos nemru b'shor. Okay? That's a line in the Gemara. Right? We shouldn't really paskin that way. But okay. Nizke keren, nizke shein, nizke regel. Right? Keren, shein, and regel. Ushtei mitzvah saseh yesh bahen. The three that are sure have two mitzvah saseh connected to them. Achas ladun b'nizkei keren, shenemar ki igat shor. One is keren, that's easy enough. Okay, what's the second one? Is it shein? Is it regular? Or is it shein v'regel? And if it is shein v'regel, like, is that because they have the same dinim, or is that because they're the same din? If you know what I mean. Meaning... We the halachos are the same, even though possibly there are different, you know, motivations for why these halachos apply, or no, it's really two sides of the same coin. So the smag goes on in mitzvah samach zayin, and he says mitzvah saseh shnia ladun b'niske shein v'regel achasi. He's the most explicit. It's one, Shenamar, and he quotes a pasuk, and then I'm continuing later with another line. Niske Hashen Varegel, Kololon Akosav Biachad. The Torah speaks about them together, I mean the same parsha, pasuk the same word, pasuk the same pasuk. Mipnei Shazekan Bedvarim Shadarkan Lasas Tamid, Kiminag Briyasa. Because the Nezek that takes place is something which is, you know, part of the regular nature of the animal. Kagon Peba Shachot Teven or Omri Mozika Biraglah or Khalikasa Ashnaim Khivator Shalim Nazak Shalim Minam Ulusha Banakasa. Just the tone, the language and the tone in the smag seems to make it clear that Shein and Regel are one and the same. Aye, one is Matsui, the other word is Hanala. These are interchangeable ideas to establish the common denominator, which is Hizika Bidvarim Shadarkan Lasas Tamid Kiminag Briyasa. One is eating, the other is walking. One is derech hilucho, the other is derech or derech hanasa. But basically, the smag made a common denominator, derech briyasa, right, as opposed to karen, which is mishune and kavadasa lahazik. This is not either, right? And that, except for shein and regel, are the same. On the other hand, Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Niskei Mamon, right, when he counts the mitzvos, ladun biniske shein, one second. No, it's not the language. Yeah, he says the following. Hilchos niske mamon yesh b'chlalon dalid mitzvos asei, four mitzvos asei, v'zehu praton, din hashor, which if you look in the Rambam Sefer Mitzvos, and in the Rambam, right in the beginning of Hilchos Niskei Mamon, that refers to Karen. Right, he quotes Kiyigach, Kiyigov. Din Hahever, Din Habor, Din HaHavara. Havara is Eish, Bor is Bor. What is Din Hahever? What is Din Hahever?
Shame.
So normally we think that that means shame. So that means that regel, right, is out. Regel ends up being, I think, like a default, you know, kind of a generic. It's the most normal, natural, right? Derech hilucho, right? Achila and hana is also, I mean, obviously, not mishuna, right? But this it's still an act, right? Derech hilucho isn't even an act; it's a byproduct, right? Can't say eating, if you eat somebody else's food, it's not a byproduct. You know, it's a normal part of the behemoth's, you know, conduct and profile, but it's still an act of hezek. But if a person, the animal's walking in the street and it bangs into things, you know, that's even a mela. So maybe that's the most innocuous or the most generic, you know, kind of nezek. In Sefer Mitzvos, Rambam, I think, is even clearer. There he says as follows. I think I wrote it down. Yeah, Hamitzvah Resh Mem Hu Atohiyatora Shehorenu Bedina Hever Fu Amar Yisala Ki Yaver Ish Sada Okeren Hu Kfar Zbayer Diktek Ze Bechlalu B'Sheni B'Shishi Bavakama Etc. So certainly the pashtus of the Rambam in both places is that he counts Shein Karen. He omits regel. He doesn't count regel in the minyan mitzvos. Rabbi Rucham Fischer Perlow in the Sefer Mitzvos Rabbi Sajagon disagrees and points out that since the Rambam quotes the pasuk ki yaver ish sado kerem, our Gemara, our Bavli, says the shilach, right, for regel, and has ubier for shein. The Yerushalmi, we'll see in a moment, the Rashba quotes it as well, quotes the pasuk of Kiyaver Ish Sada Okeren as the makar. That's the makar for Shein, Kiyaver, not Ubir Besada Acher. So Rabbi Yerucham Fischer Perl is a very lengthy piece in the Sefer Mitzvah of Sadigon, in which he discusses this question, whether Shein and Regel are one mitzvah or two mitzvahs, etc. And he says, starts off assuming that the Rambam thinks that we only count Shein and not Regel. He's very unhappy about that. Can't imagine why, although I can imagine why, personally. So he says, no, obviously what's going on is that the Rambam holds like the Yerushalmi. He quotes Kiyaver, and that Kiyaver means both. But if you look at the Sefer Abatim and others, Pashtus, that's not what the Rambam means. Pashas is that the Rambam only counts Shein and not Reg. The Sefer Chinuch does count them together, but he doesn't have the same kind of emphasis the Smag has, which is that they are one and the same. He counts them together, I think, because the dinim are the same, even if it isn't one din that has the same dinim. Okay? This is the language of the Chinuch. Second. Language of the Chinuch is as follows. Ladun b'niske shor v'regel. I'm sorry, b'niske shein v'regel. Klomar mishi yisit l'chaber nezek abba machmas ha-shein o machmas ha-regel. And he explains what that means. U'pirson u'kon v'rocha ha-hainu shein. Masha kosov achakach v'shilach es bi'iro. Pirson u'kon v'rocha da-hainu regel. The nemar al shneem meitav sadeyu. Part of this is taken from the Rambam, but he does count Shein and Regel together in one mitzvah. But unlike the Smag, who is bothered by it, but also answers clearly that they are the same and creates a common denominator by means of this idea of, you know, a natural mazik, either through in this way or that way, the Chinuch seems to think that just the dinim are the same. They both pemetav. They're both chayim brishus harabim. They're both pater brishus harabim, etc. Oh, okay. So this is an interesting question, and certainly again the lishonos and the Gemara. Now, in light of the discussion of the Rambam, of Smag, of the Chinuch, etc. Now, when you read the Gemara, and the Gemara is saying, "Oh, you know, we know that Mechal Yakarta doesn't matter." You know, because of Regel. Like, what does one thing have to do with the other? And we know that Shalak Shluche doesn't matter because of, in Regel, because of Shein. And then the Gemara says, well, why don't you learn both from one Pasuk? Then the Gemara says, because, you know, we can only learn one. And then the other Gemara says, well, why can you only learn one as long as you can't knock one out? So on and so forth. The whole Shakam Tarya now takes on a very different significance and meaning. And what seems to emerge, again, is this question of whether Shein v'Regel are same in their dinim, and that explains why they're in the same parsha of Mishpatim, why the Gemara asks about them in Rapapa and Minalon, you know, together and learns from one to the other, but etc. Right? At the same time, there seem to be, right, differences, right? And when the Gemara doesn't think you can learn from the same word, or when the Gemara is assuming that Mechal Yakarna, Lo Mechal Yakarna is a factor in Shein, and Shalom Shluch is a factor in Regel. Maybe there's something going on. Maybe there are different dinim here. I'll explain what I mean in just a second. Let's give you one other example of the same idea. In the Mishnah, right? Arba Avos Hazikin, right? So Ashor Abor Amava Vahever. So if you hold Mava as Shein, right, so what is Shor? So this is a debate later on in the Gemara. If you look at the Gemara later on, here on Gimel Amud Beis, right, the Gemara says as follows. Here, just go through this Gemara quickly. My Mava, we've gone through part of it already, but not for this reason, at the two dots towards the bottom. The Gemara says, My Mava, Rav Amar Mava Ze Adam, Shmuel Amar Mava Ze Hashein. Right, this is the famous argument. Rav said that Mava is Adam. Shmuel said Mava is Shein. Good. Rav Amar Mava Ze Adam. Tichsiv, Omar Shomer Asa Boker V'Gam Lailan Tvayon Bayu, etc. Fine. Shmuel Amar Mava Ze Hashein Dechsiv Eich Nechtesu Esav Nivu Matzpunav. Fine. My Mashma Kedem Targum Rabbi Yosef Eich Dan Islabish Esav Isgalin Mat Meroi. Okay, fine. That's all very well and good. I'm really interested in the next couple of lines. The Gemara says as follows. Rav, my tamalo Omar Kishmuel. Why doesn't Rav agree with Shmuel that Mabe is Shein? Amalach miktani nive. Shmuel, my tamalo Omar Kerav. Amalach miktani boe. So the Gemara says, Mechti Kroy, lo kamar daiki, velo kamar daiki, my tam belomer, rab my tam belomer, kashmuel. Meaning, we originally thought that the debate is a linguistic, you know, a debate about interpreting the psukim, but that doesn't seem really to be, you know, accurate, because in the end of the day, right, it's not definitive. There are flaws in either interpretation. So obviously something else is going on, says the Gemara. What's going on? So the Gemara says, Tana shor the kolmili the shor. Rav says that the reason that mave must be adam is because shor already includes shein and regel, or karen shein and regel. That's what I meant before when I said that the Rambam of all Rishonim should have had no reason to make a statement that shor includes all three. Because the Rambam, you know, in Perush Mishnayos, for no, you know, compelling reason, says, oh, don't read the Mishnah like Rav. No nafkamina. And even more so in Yad HaChazaka, as I say, he took out a mamazik from the first six prakim, put it in Nuchas Chov. Okay? This is the line of Rav that I'm talking about. Tan Ashor, Bekalmili Dishor. Fine. Shmuel Nami Hatani Leshor. This is where it gets interesting. Right? Why do you have to split up Mave from the others? Verses Am Rav Yudah Tan Ashor Lekarno, Umava Lesheno. What does that leave out in the cold? Regel. Essentially, I'm suggesting that's how the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos really read it. In Sefer Mitzvos. Now again, how you read the Mishnah is not necessarily how you count mitzvos. It's a bigger chiddush than minyan mitzvos. Okay. V'hachi kamar. Lo rea keren she'ina nala zeko kerea shein she'esha nala zeko lo rea ha'shein she'ina kavanasa lehezek kerea keren she'kavanasa lehezek. I'm going to read the next part. We'll get to it when we get to it. Let's skip a little bit more to here. Oh, the Gemara says, the regel my shire, the regel my, sorry, Gemara says shire. Everybody have that? Mm-hmm. I mean, what happened to regel? If, according to Shmuel, right, shor means Karen and mava means Shane, where's regel? So the Gemara says, Ma Shire. Right? How could that be? So the Gemara says, no, because she's a Kavamazik, Lasuye Regel. Okay, but even then, you can understand, even if it's in the Mishnah, right, that it's different. Why did the author of the Mishnah choose to write Karen and Shane, and to include Regel only through the kind of the Tzadashava? Right, this would confirm the suggestion that I made before, that Regel, being also the most Matsui, the least Nezek-oriented, the most, I'll call it Hefzid-oriented, right, is like a generic. You pay for it, but it's not like an acute Mazik, as I'll explain. So the Gemara says, V'litanya behedya. I mean, why, this is exactly what bothers the Gemara. Fine, you have a remez for regel in the Mishnah, but why is it treated differently? Elamar Rava, Tana Shor L'Raglo, Mava L'Sheino. Really, it's Shor, which is regel, right? And then it's Bor, and then it's Mave, which is Shein. So the Rajba and others, already in the Mishnah, some of the Mishnah, some here on Dav Dalet Amud Aleph, just ask the question, what's the point of being mafsik in the Mishnah between Shein, according to this scenario, according to one Manda Amar, Shein and Regel are treated differently in that Shein is explicit in the Mishnah, and Regel is either absent or just, you know, merumas in the generic. Right? But if according to the other Mandamar, which is that Shor doesn't mean Karen, Shor means Regel. So you have Regel, Bor, the order of the Mishnah is Regel, Bor, Shein. That's interesting. So you have basically three views. The view of Rav is that Karen, Shane, Rego are the same. Then you have the view that, you know, it's that Regel is omitted and just Merumas. And then the third view that Regel and Shane are separate, right on the list, and there's a Hefsik of Bor in between. So actually, in that Hefsik of Bor, the Rajba, Nav Beis, suggests that that's intentional because there's a huge difference between Regel and Shane. He doesn't spell it out. Okay? Then the Gemara says, "V'hachak amelori a regel shezeka matzu kriya shein shein azeka matzu v'lariya shein sheishanol azeka kriya regel sheinanol azeka." Meaning, you know, the Karen and regel and shein, the Gemara is trying to show are different from each other. One has anol azeka and the other has matzui azeka matzui, but those are different things. The Gemara says, "V'karen by shirei." That's good enough for now. Again, what comes out of here, though, is a very interesting Shakavatari in the Gemara about the relationship between Regel, Karen, and Shea. But especially for the moment, Regel and Shane. Are they the same or not? Oh, either way, in the order of the Mishnah, it's Arba Avos Hazikin. According to one view, Hashor means Regel. So you have Shor, Bor, Mava. I already mentioned that the Rajba and others discuss why the Hefsek between them. Fine. It's also interesting that you have Regel, Kodem, L'Shane. Because Shor means Regel. Correct? However, typically when the Gemara uses the expression, it's Shane Varega. Right? Again, I'm not trying to.
No. And how do they know which is which?
What do you mean?
If you're going to say one is, if you're going to say Shor is Regel and Mavda is Shane, how do you know which is which? You're not bringing the Psukim, you're just saying this is.
No, they're still bringing the Psukim. They're just trying to explain the language of the Mishnah. But what I'm saying is as follows, in Psukim themselves, so the Yerushalmi says that Kiyaver refers to Shane, and Vishilach refers to Regel, so you have Shane and Regel. But the Bavli has Vishilach Ubir, so you have Regel and Shane. Right? Oh, in Daf Yud Zayin, in the Mishnah, in Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, Mishnah says, Ketzer Aregel, right, Mu'edes L'Shaber B'Derech Hilucha. Yeah, this is Ketzer Aregel, that's what we call it, Ketzer Aregel, sharing, right? Habehem Mu'edes L'Halech Kedarka, L'Shaber, Hoysa Mevaetes, Hayutruros, fine, good. Skip to the, what's the next Mishnah? The next Mishnah is Ketzad Hashem. Right? 1 second. Ketzad Hashem, this is on, what is it? Yud Tesson base. Ketzad Hashem, Moedas Lechol Saroyla. So the order in the second parak, when they want to detail, the Avos is what? Regel and Shane. So Tosis on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph makes note of this. Look at the first Tosis on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. The first in the parak, sorry. Ketzad Regel Muedes. Amasnis in the parak Kamakoi. Betema. I ad Pasach Lisni Ketzad Hashem Beresha. Right? The I ad Salik. It goes on the Mishnah Tezvav Med Beis, he says. Look at the Mishnah Tezvav Med Beis for a second. Chamisha tamin, chamisha muadin, habehema ena muadis lo ligach lo ligach lo lishach lo lirbot lo livot, right, hashen muadis lecho es haroila, haregel muadis lishbar derech hilucha. Right, those that expression, that hashen muadis lecho es haroila, and a regal moeda slash bars darachilucha come from this Mishnah on Tezvot and Beis. So what's the order? Shen and regal. Even though the Mishnah in Beis Amud Aleph, according to Shmuel, is regal bar shen. And then the Mishnah in Yud Zayin Amud Aleph is Ketzer regal. And the next Mishnah, even though it doesn't, the Dapim don't matter, which is Yud Testament base, is Ketzad Hashem. So it's Regel and Shein. So Tesvamid base, which is the really kind of the background for the two Mishnayos in the beginning of the second parak, the two Mishnayos and the earlier Mishnah are flipped. Right? As far as the others, it depends on how you look at it, and also the Pesukim, it depends on how you look at it. So it's just an interesting question. It could be nothing. It could be something. Right? So, again, the more you think that Shein and Regel are different from each other in a significant and substantive way, this is an interesting question. If you think they're just two sides of the same coin, you know, like the Smag was saying, well, so that's kind of what Tosa says. Tosa says, Amasisa per kamakoi, the tema, ia the pasuch, namely it starts with Shein, listening kates of a Shein Bereisha, ia the salik, right, if it's going to the end, Hatnina Sharmazik Bashusanizik Va Adam, right? Basof. Amari Vadai Adipasach Beikai, right? Meaning it's what? Shein and Regel. The Shein Varegel Kechad Khashivi Mishum the Shavin Bilchoseim Umichad Kro Nafki Umishum Itani Regel Basar Shein. Tosa says they're one pasuk, they're one dinim, right? Don't worry about the order. It's two sides of the same coin, right? The Smag's mentality. Smag is one of the Balei Tosas. Doesn't always work that way, but the Smag's mentality is just flows from Tosas. So what am I really trying to say? So if it's all one, it's all one. If it's all one, the common denominator is again Derech Briyasa, right? The Gemara had Havamina, you know, that if you had to, you know, maybe this one has Matsui, that one has Derech Hana'asa, you have to pick one or the other. Well, just in the Havamina, you know, Paskin like any of that, everything is good. The Gemara had Havamina with regard to Shane, that Mechal Yekarna would matter. With regard to Leg Regal, the Chol Shluchay would matter. All interchangeable. Maybe it's based on the Diuk and Psukim. Fine and good. Look, for example, Tosas on Gimel Amud Aleph. Tosas says as follows. One second. Dumi de regel. Right, we say that what? We learned that la halacha, that how do we know that Shein isn't limited to Mechal Yekarna? Because it's dumi de regel. Says Tosas Vim Tomer Veneva Ipcha. Let's say that regel should learn that you need Mechal Yekarna from Shein. Tahoda Makshina Nuchomra Hanimil Bisura Av Mamona Lo. After all, if we were talking about Isurim, so you should be expanding the Chiyuvim in the Isurim. But if you're talking about Dini Mamanis, we have a rule, Motzi Mechver Levaraya, right? Just because two things are equated doesn't mean we should assume the Chumrah Shebahem. What Tosas is trying to figure out, is this Din of Mechal Yekarna, is this a Din in Chumras and Kulas? If not, why don't we learn from, if we're learning already Shein and Regel, the question is, why are we learning one from the other anyway? But if we are, why are we learning, right, Shein to Regel? We should learn Regel from Shein. Be more machmir. Be more mekel, rather. Say that Shein and Regel are only b'mechal yekarna. Tosa says, Omer Beinu Tam, demina hi b'torah, lo shna b'isura, lo shna b'mamona. Fine. That's a technical answer, but yeah. Oh, second. Yeah. If you look at the Rajba, which you don't have in front of you, maybe I'll leave it for next week. The Rajba is even more explicit than Tosfos. Very bothered by these issues. So anybody who thinks that the answers are technical, whatever the technicality is, based on psukim, again, some of them do say that. Here, let me find the answer. Just in the last, since you mentioned it. One second. Yeah, this is a line in the... you see that the Rajah was struggling with this question. Shein de lo mechal yakarna minale, dumi de regel. Koshali, heche pshitale beregel de lo mechal yakarna tvei mishein. Like the Gemara, there are pieces of the Gemara that are just missing. How do they know that? You could ask the same question. How do they know that Shein, there's no difference between Shalach Shluchei and Ozla Mimela? Right? So the Rajma says, Yeshomer, the Stam Regel, Eina Mechala L'Doris Makalkel. Okay. Because a typical Shein is one that destroys, and a typical Regel is one in which there's a remnant. Okay, that's a technical answer. But it's a good answer. U'meham Nami Mestabrali D'Lomrin Nipcha Regel Dumya D'Shein. That's his answer to Tosis's question. Why don't you say, instead of saying Shein is like Regel and we don't care about Lo Mechal Yakarna, why don't you say the opposite? If you think there's some connection here, think that just like Shein is Dafka Mechal Yakarna, Hu Adin Regel, says no. Because Af Regel, Dafka Mechalya. Chada de Stam Regel Lo Mechalya, like we just said. Va'od. The Shein Minali, the Mechalia Dafka Ad Shenigzar, the Shein Mechalia, Vinasa Ochachala Regel? Meaning it's one thing to say there's only one Pasuk, but we're not so certain that we're going to drag other things into it. Okay? Again, when the Gemara says Mechti Shkulin Ninu, right? And therefore you should learn both from one Pasuk, so the Rajma says, Lo Shkulin Shi He Reize Kareize Kamar. El sheyesh b'kol achas inyan sheroy l'schay b'nizko zeh. This is a little bit cross purposes with what he just said. I mean, when the Gemara says they're the same, the Gemara didn't mean that they're one din, one mechayev. What they meant was they are different, but they're equally weighted as candidates to be chayev. So why would you think one more than the other? Exactly the two perspectives we were talking about, you know, what you asked me about. Can you have one word that signifies two concepts? Right? So according to the Rajma, the Havamina was, yes, if they're equally, you know, compelling, even though they're different. We don't mean they're the same. We mean that they're equal. Okay. So this is what is going on in this context. So what do I really mean from with all this? Let me just explain, and then we'll finish this up next week, and then we'll move on to Bor, hopefully. I think that the idea is as follows. When it comes to Regel, Regel is Matsui. Let me make clear. One perspective is that Shein and Regel are the same, like the Smag said, two sides of the same coin. That's very easy. Then you have to explain all these phenomena, but you'll explain it in practical ways of the language of the Pasuk, right, the frequency or the association, you know, the norm of regel, the norm of shame, the use of the psukim, etc. All fine. The order doesn't really matter, or there'll be some technical reasons, etc. The other way to look at it is that we're dealing with two different dinim, two different mechayivim, and what would those two different dinim and mechayivim be? The answer is that shame, in certain respects, is closer to keren. Shein is a nezek. It's not motivated by nezek, but the focus is on the very specific tzura of achila b'shein. Whereas regel, as I said before, is a kind of inadvertent mimela. For the same reason, especially if we say that the language of v'shilach is the mocker of regel. So what you might say is that when it comes to shein, you are chayiv for the nezek or the ma'is hana that your animal does. When it comes to regel, you're chayev because we associate what your animal did with your negligence, or with the fact that you sent it, or that you are connected with it. And that's very meduyik in the psukim, right? The shilach refers to the bailin. As we said, we've talked about this in the beginning of the year, right? What is the relationship between the following factors? The obligation of, in this came up, the obligation of shmira, right? The the fact that you are the choshen mishpat owners of the animal who's the real mazik, and therefore you just have to pay his bills, right? Or the fact that you are considered to be mitzuraf in some way, right, to the actual act of nezek, not by means of lack of shmira, but by means of whatever it is that the animal did, you as his owner are associated with it. So maybe what the Gemara is saying is, Shane and Regal have the same dinim. There's a Petur Rishus Arabin, right? Muadim Betchiloso, but they're different Mechayvim and the Psukim. They're in one Parsha, and they're put together in the Gemara many times because of those common dinim, like the Rajba said in the second piece. Not because they're the same, but because they're equally weighted. However, you might even be mechalik in Rishus HaRabim. I'll get to this, hopefully in the next couple of shiurim. But there's a huge debate regarding Rishus HaRabim. Why is it Shein V'Regel Potter Rishus HaRabim? Is that more like Exeris HaKasuv or a Svara? Or something in between? Possibly that's a debate between the Rif and the Rosh. Right? The Rosh was unhappy that the Rif provided a svara for the Petur Rishus HaRabim, for Shein HaRegel. He said, what do you mean? It's a pasuk. Bir besada chok veira velo, Rishus HaRabim. Okay? One could even perhaps argue, if you say that we're dealing with one din, so it's the same din. But maybe the idea is that Shein HaRegel share a lot in common, but they work in slightly different ways. Shane works based on the Maisa Hezek, right, through the Hana or the Achila of the Behema. You're chai for the Behema's Achila. Being his owner, you're chai for his action. It's considered a Maisa Hezek of the Behema. In a parallel way to why Nezek, by why Karen, which is Kavanos al Hazek and Mishuna, is on the Behema. You, as the owner of the Behema, have to pay the bills. But when it comes to Regel, that's byproduct nezek. That's practically not nezek. And consequently, the real mechayev is the shilach. The fact that your animal's normal behavior, again, when the animal eats, that's not associated with the bailim. Bailim doesn't get any hana from that. Of course, it gets hana, he doesn't have to pay, but, for the food. But basically, the animal's the one who's nana. But when the animal is, walking in Rishus HaRabim, and then you're the one who's associated with what he does, or not Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaNiza, the Shilach Shluchei. Oh. So if this is the case, we can understand maybe there are two different Mechayvim here. Maybe they're Nafkamina. We'll talk about that next week. So Sefer HaMitzvos for sure, you might be Mechalek or Rav, or so either Shmuel in the Gemara. Right, my math, because all the things we're talking about, but the particular payoff to what we've just done today, what this will conclude, is Mechalia Karna and Shalach Shluchei. Meaning, why did the Gemara think that Mechalia Karna is a special requirement of Shein, but certainly not in Regel? And why do they think that Shalach Shluchei is a special requirement in Regel, but not in Shein? With all the other answers, they didn't think it, they did think it, they thought it for Psukim, they thought it for whatever. My answer would be, if we're dealing with two different mechayim, the following. Shein is about the nezek done by the animal. Right? Regel is about the tziruf, right, of that action to the bailin. So regel is v'shilach, right, shluchei. There might be a difference between Ozla Mimela and Vishilach. Makes total sense. Shane, it may depend whether it's Mechalia Karna or Lo Mechalia Karna, because, as we said before, what's the difference between Mechalia and Lo Mechalia? It's parallel to, but much more subtle than Hezek Shen and Nikar. What is that? Hefta Shomezek. In terms of Hefsed Mamon and the responsibility that one would think one would have, what's the difference? If I cause you $100 loss this way or that way. But if it's about the formal act of Nezek done by the behemoth, then it has to be a Maisa Nezek for me to have to pay for it. If what he does is connected to, you know, me, because it's a natural thing, and it's Alpidin Vishilach, especially if it's really Vishilach, right, then we don't care whether it's Mechalia Karna or not. But if it's, I didn't do this eating, my animal did, but it's a Nezek, and therefore I have to pay for it, then maybe the Hagdaros for Nezek. So that's why the Gemara thought, and when it comes to Shane, Dafka, maybe you should make a distinction between Mechalia Karna and Lo Mechalia Karna. And when it comes to regular, you should Dafka make the chiluk between Shalach Shluche and Lo Shalach Shluche. Now the question is, what's the Kamash Malam, if this is true? Because in the end of the day, everybody agreed, well, we'll see one day or next week when we finish this up, the Meiri has the possibility of requiring either Shalach Shluche or Mechalia Karna for Shane. One or the other. But if it's Ozla Mimela velo Mechalia Karna, there's a view in the Meiri that you are Potter. That's remarkable. We'll talk about it. But according to almost everybody else. So there are still two ways to explain the Maskana. One is, the impulse behind distinguishing between Shane and Regel with respect to Mechalia Karna and with respect to Shalach Shluche, that's still alive and well, even though we've said, Bein Beregel, Bein Beshane, Bein b'mechalia, bein shalom b'mechalia, bein b'shaluchay, bein b'mazal imela. Why? Because what we're really saying is that even if it's azal imela, because it's matzui, it's the equivalent al pidin of shalach shluchay. And even if it's lo mechalia karna, since it's shein, and it didn't happen agav, it happened, you know, in a very deliberate way. So we don't measure Chefta Shel Nezek or Maisa Hezek or formal Maisa Nez Hezek in terms of the utterness of the destruction, the absolute, act, elimination of everything, of the total ban. That's not how we define it. But we see from Ubier, right, and we see from Vishilach, since those remain. Because we have dinim, we have psukim, we have, you know, hekeshim, whatever it is, that teach us that lemaisa, these kilukim don't exist. But at the end of the day, the psukim that are the makar still point to these factors. That would explain very much why, despite the fact that there's shein and regel, there's also shein and regel.